We would like to speak to you about personal levels of access. This may sound a bit formal, but then we are writing a book with your channel, so perhaps we are getting a bit more literate here. But what we mean is that at any given time, you can access within your being, which is, of course, multi-level and multidimensional, the place where you actually want to go. And this is a particular kind of spiritual power that is taught in the mother's law, that is not taught in patriarchal law, and not even taught in the law of your society. So we are not talking about simply thinking good thoughts, although that, of course, is a fine thing. But we are talking about actually moving your own energy to the place where you want it to be. Now, again, of course, that can go two ways. So if you are with, for instance, rowdy children, you probably want to move your energy level to a place where you can communicate with them. And that is not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing. It allows you to engage what is playful in you, and for many of you, what is rebellious in you, which can sometimes be a relief when you are with children. However, there are some other places where you want to move your energy to a higher level. And higher does not mean what should we say? That is not about an overly virtuous expression of who you are. As a matter of fact, we would prefer that you not move yourself to an overly virtuous expression of who you are. Unless there is a need for a new Ten Commandments, we do not think that would be appropriate for you. But what you want to become aware of is that you do not have to be held in place by the energy around you. Now, we are going to say that once again because it is important. You do not have to be held in place by the energy around you. This is particularly important now because the energy around you is very often not peaceful or balanced or even, spiritually operational. It is the storm. If you are in the eye of the storm, the energy around you is the storm. And so when there has been too much of it in a day, as there very often is, and probably will be again, we would like you to think about your ability to move yourself up to another energy level of your own, something that is already in you. And what that means is that you become aware of the energy around you. You begin to take deep breaths. Begin to take deep breaths. And this, we will work with this a bit. And remember your soul. Remember your soul. And what that means is to move your attention into this place where you remember the light in which you were created, the love that shaped you, the guidance and protection that still lives above you, that is still there and is still waiting to pull you up into a more peaceful, a safer place in your own energy. And this practice is one of the finest spiritual practices that you can do because it returns a power to you that you should have had your whole life and you have not had. We were raised particularly in the feminine misunderstanding of power, as meaning that whatever energy you were in, you had to deal with it. Now, we are speaking of energy here. But that is not true. The energy that you have to deal with is your own. It is yours. And so how does that actually work? Let us say that you are in a situation where there is great demand. We mentioned that one because we know you all experienced that. So what is the energy of demand? It is heavy. It has a pounding quality to it. And it does not lift you up. It pulls you down because of that heaviness in it. And because you believe that you must meet every demand before you can rise again. And that belief is one that we need to begin discarding. Now, we want to make a few things clear. That does not mean that you stop doing what needs to be done, but it does mean that you change the energy in which you do it so that it does not require from you that massive amount of energy that you actually need for yourself. Now, when you think about doing this, the first thing you have to remember is that you have the power to do it. So we are going to give you a couple of basic examples and then we will feed you more information through the channel. But for now, think of it this way. There is great demand. And that demand is going to make whatever you are doing heavier. If you breathe and say, I am more than whatever this demand is. I am more than this. I am bigger than this. I am loved more than this. I was created in more light than this. And I'm going to move my energy up to a higher level. And then do it, because it will not take out of me what it takes out of me if I stay on this level of being the prisoner of demand. You are more than this. And in that knowledge, there is not only the ability to rise, but the ability to be peaceful within yourself. Once again, we understand it is a very large lesson, but we are going to approach this lesson in lightness and moving ourselves up to the place where we can understand it better and make better use of it on all levels. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling and let the rain fall all around you and wash away the week, wash away the world. Thank you. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And as you breathe in the blue of peace, let it go to any place in your mind or your body that has been restless or fearful or confused or upset. And as you feel the blue of peace go to that part of you, be aware that it is displacing all of those other feelings. And feel your body become more light as you breathe in more peace. Feel the earth send a cleansing energy up from its heart. And feel that cleansing energy wash your root. And make that root alive and able to create your life in the way that you want it to be created. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away shame and guilt and burden. Feel all of that washed out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy wash up and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy wash away the emotions that do not serve you, that do not strengthen you. Feel them flowing out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy clear your heart of pain and doubt. Clear your heart of judgment and slavery. Feel those things washed out of your heart center. And see the light of freedom growing in your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication you might have turned against yourself or others. Feel that released from your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye clear of any doubt that it might have been holding, so that your knowing is yours again. And it is true, and it is blessed by the universe, and you are clear. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. and let the cleansing energy open the crown. And as it opens, feel the light of the universe. Join your light. And feel how gently that golden light flows into your body to clear your thoughts, and your communication, to relieve your shoulders of the burdens you might have been carrying. Feel the light flow through your arms and hands, and know that that light will guide you and let you choose what you carry and choose what you do. Feel the light flow down your back, strengthening your spine, taking away your burden. Flow down to your trunk to heal you, to make you grounded in your lightness. Feel the light flow down to your legs and into your feet. Now let that golden light flow past your physical body to join with the power of the universe in making a field that draws to you what is yours, that enriches you, makes you abundant, makes you wise, and full of loving kindness, first for yourself and then for the world. Move your attention into your heart center. And see in a circle of gold that a gift has been left for you. Resting your mind, let your spirit show you your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.